music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Dr. James O'Higgins Norman, who is director with the National Anti-Bullying Research and Resource Centre. That's some mouthful, James.
It sure is, yeah. It keeps me busy.
Okay. We're going to talk about this. DCU and UNESCO have established a partnership to tackle bullying. But first of all, will you tell me a little bit about the National Anti-Bullying Research and Resource Centre?
Yeah, so basically our job is to try and help people understand why bullying happens, bullying online and offline, and then to try and develop resources and training to tackle bullying, whether it takes place in schools, colleges, workplaces, voluntary organisations, wherever people are gathered, usually there's some element of bullying. And we've been doing that for about 20 years now. The centre was founded in 1996 by Professor Mona O'Moore, and it's unfortunately the business we're in. We'll always be in business because there'll always be bullying.
Yes, it is. It's a shame. But is it getting worse, do you think, James?
I'd say we're getting more aware of it. Yeah. And also, because it's always existed and it has existed in terrible forms in the past, but also it's the online aspect to it now that has kind of brought it more to people's minds as well. So we know that from our research that about 75% of bullying online is related to offline bullying. So, you know, we used to even talk about cyberbullying as something that was separate to regular bullying, but now there's an overlap, we know, between the two of them. So it's not that it's getting worse. In one level, we just know more about it, but also the whole online side of it has taken bullying behaviour and exploded it in terms of what's possible and in terms of the damage it can do to people.
Yeah, and it does do fierce, terrible damage to people, especially to young people. And we're saying now that this is all related to the cyberbullying and the bullying, say, for instance, in the playground. So when a student goes home, they're following up. It's very cruel.
Yes. Yeah, so like it used to be in the past that when a kid left school, if they were being bullied in school, once the teacher was around or once they left school and went home, the bullying stopped. But now the bullying can continue online and it can go on for 24/7, 365 days of the year. So it becomes all-consuming and all-pervasive and can have a really devastating effect because there's no escape from it. Now, you know, most kids are not bullied. Most kids are not bullied in traditionally or online. So we have to be careful not to over-dramatise the problem either. We know that about, you know, if you go into a shop at lunchtime close to where you live and there are three kids at the counter buying sweets, one of them is probably being bullied and the other two are aware of it or maybe even are the bullies. So about 30% of kids are involved in bullying as a bully, as a victim or observing it. But two-thirds of kids aren't. So it's important to remember that while it's a serious problem and it has a very significant effect on those who are involved in it, it's not a problem that everybody experiences.
So would you say that this is a two-tier problem? It has to be dealt with on two levels. One, looking after the person who's been bullied, and the other way, trying to understand the bully, why this person is actually bullying.
So I think what we're understanding more now than we did in the past is the effect of the bullying on the person who bullies can be quite significant. Being a bully leads to long-term detrimental effects on a person's personality and affects the quality of the relationships in life. Also, the one thing we've forgotten about and didn't realise in the past is that the bystander, the person who witnesses bullying, they can be as damaged as the person who's bullied because they're living in fear of being the next victim. And also, there's a lot of guilt, long-term guilt, that goes with not having stood up for the victim. So some of the research around bystanders actually shows that they have displayed the same characteristics as people who have post-traumatic stress disorder. And that can be really damaging for them long term in life. So between the three of them, the bully, the victim and the bystander, all three of them have different needs that need to be addressed. The victim, in terms of the damage that's been done to them, their self-confidence. The bully, in terms of what it is that's making them bully in their lives. And then the bystander who's watching all this going on and is fearful and also lives with a bit of guilt.
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't have thought of that one now, to be honest with you, the bystander, the effect.
Most people are concerned about bullying from the point of view of their own child not wanting them to be a victim. Most people don't think about their child could be the bully, and most people don't think about the effect on their child if they've witnessed bullying. Everybody kind of thinks about the victim and wanting to protect people from being victims, and that's really important. But it's a whole ecosystem of behaviour that needs to be addressed.
Right, now you mentioned earlier that bullying, it's always existed, unfortunately probably always will. So tell me a little about the DCU and UNESCO partnership. What's what you hope to achieve?
Yeah, so as I mentioned there already, we're dealing with bullying for researching and developing resources for 20 years. We're actually the only dedicated research centre in the world that looks at bullying alone. Other colleges and universities around the world will have a couple of people working on bullying issues, but we're the only dedicated unit in any university in the world that focuses purely on bullying. And we have, I suppose, established a reputation and a lot of work, a lot of good kind of work and background behind us, and a lot of networking internationally. People come to us to learn from what we know about the problem. So in that context, UNESCO have awarded a status to DCU. That's the status of a UNESCO chair. It's highly prestigious. It means that UNESCO are saying this work that's going on in DCU is of a global importance and of the highest standard in terms of what we do. So that has happened. UNESCO has awarded that chair to the university, and it will be located in the National Anti-Bullying Centre, which is a big honour for us, but also comes with it a lot of responsibility. One of the first things we'll be doing as with the UNESCO chair is hosting a big international conference next year in June 2019. We'll be hosting the World Anti-Bullying Forum, which will bring together people from all over Ireland and all over the world who are researchers and practitioners, teachers, parents, anyone who's interested, young people, anyone who's interested in tackling bullying. And the forum will have a certain level of academic input, but it also will have practitioners there talking about what they find works and doesn't work and what's challenging about dealing with bullying in schools and youth clubs and whatever. So it's going to be a huge event next year, June 2019, and in fact we only opened registration today, this morning, on the website, which is wabf2019.com.
Could you just repeat that again? WABF?
Yeah, WABF2019.com. So it's World Anti-Bullying Forum 2019. If you Google that, it'll come up and people can start to register from now on.
And who would be able to attend? Would parents, say, for instance, be able to attend?
Anyone who's concerned or interested in bullying can attend. We're really hoping, we have a special student rate there, so people can, if they're studying, they can apply for a reduced rate. There's an early bird rate that teachers and parents can also avail of. And it's an international conference which moves around the world. We were really honoured that the organisers chose Dublin and DCU to host the event next year. The Lord Mayor himself, when he announced that Dublin had been awarded the World Anti-Bullying Forum for next year, said that he hoped it would go some way towards making Dublin a bully-free city. And so anyone who's interested in bullying is welcome to come along. It's a three-day event. There's all kinds of things will happen at it. There'll be formal papers presented, there'll be workshops, there'll be people sharing experiences and practices that they have been involved in trying out and addressing bullying from all over the world. So, you know, there won't be an expert on bullying in the world who won't be there.
That's fantastic, and congratulations, and thank you on behalf of everybody for bringing this to Dublin.
Not at all, thanks.
The Lord Mayor said he'd love Dublin to be a bully-free city. Can you can you see that happening, James?
Well, you know, I think we can move a long way towards it, much further than we have so far. You know, Irish people have shown themselves in the past to be able to change their behaviours and change practices in society. We smoking bans, you know, plastic bags, you know, all these different things show that things that people didn't think were possible are possible. I can remember as a child, nobody wore seatbelts in cars. But, you know, with advertising campaigns and advocacy around those issues, people achieved a lot. So I think we can certainly make people ourselves, myself, all of us, more self-aware and more reflective, so that we are conscious of how we treat other people, and are we doing that in a way that could be described as bullying? So I think we could have an awareness campaign that would make it hard. I mean, one of the biggest problems for us to deal with is workplace bullying. With kids, as adults, we all move in to try and make the situation better. But when the bullying is taking place in a workplace, you know, some workplaces in Ireland, we know up to 38% of staff have been bullied or witnessed bullying in the last 2 years. So that tells us that it's a really serious problem, which affects productivity, it affects well-being, it affects everyone in society. So, you know, tackling that is a much harder problem than tackling it among kids, because adults will not readily admit they need help or that they are being victimized or that they are bullied. And so you have to approach it in a different way. I think Dublin could become a bully-free city if we just were to put our shoulders behind the wheel and start a campaign now to make people more self-aware of how they relate to other people.
So a lot of it is going to be down to education.
It all comes back to education and people learning what's considered to be appropriate behaviour for interacting with other human beings.
Right. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. This is a fantastic thing. The 3-day event that's happening next year, we'll talk about that again coming closer to the
date. Yeah, we look forward to that.
And registration opened today, and it's...
It opens today. You're the first to hear about it.
Great. And it's wabf2019.com. Is that right?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Listen, James, once again, thank you very much for taking the call. Hopefully we'll talk again near the event.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.